Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Without mentioning names, Nick and I were just talking about since he's been permanent part of the show for 4 months now. Basically, he's starting to see the freaks that show up on the social media about the show. And he said, "Yeah, that guy." I said, "Yeah." Most of them are harmless.
They come out of the woodwork.
They do. They really do. Yeah. We got Jim Florentine later on this morning. On the program on this Thursday, in case you're wondering. I know a lot of you are.
Some people do wonder.
Yeah.
Took me a minute to figure that out on the way here.
Yeah.
Did you have to look at your phone?
No, I processed it.
It annoys me when I have to look at my phone to figure out what day it is.
I was fairly certain yesterday was Wednesday.
Yeah, so was I. And then when I woke up from my nap, I routinely flip on the weather channel, and then I dialed up the local forecast, and it had Tuesday's forecast. So I think they lost track at the weather channel.
Yeah.
And I was fairly certain. Isn't that yesterday's forecast?
Maybe nobody went in on Wednesday. That's not good.
That could be.
See, I usually go through that first thing out of bed, like when the alarm goes off. I'm going, is it really a day where the alarm has to go off? I think it is. Damn it, I got to get up.
Just so you guys are aware,
I did the extra snooze bar today.
Do you have time to clean up in here?
I'm skipping listening to conspiracy theory radio.
Oh, good for you. But that doesn't make you drive slower.
No, it makes me get in the truck later.
Got it.
That way I don't have to hear any of that.
Got
I just hear commercials and news.
Yeah.
Because it really disturbs me. I find it really irresponsible.
Well, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that, not just in... Yeah,
I know.
There's a local conservative AM station that's irresponsible right now. Yeah.
How do you know the truth?
Yeah.
Well, how I know the truth is I listen to that crap and say, that can't possibly be the truth.
It's got to be the complete opposite.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Yeah. I think chemtrails caused this whole thing.
I think so too.
It's got to be
5G chemtrails.
Mm-hmm. Let me clear that up, by the way.
Bill Gates did it mm-hmm. too.
The chemtrails, the condensation trails, that has everything to do with the amount of humidity in the atmosphere. Because sometimes
that's what they want you to think.
It's more humid at 30,000 feet than it is at the surface. Or that's the one and only thing. Condensation trails are not caused by government planes. It's the amount of humidity in the atmosphere at whatever altitude that plane is flying at.
Humidity,
you're telling me it's condensation?
Yes, that's what it is.
That's not what I heard.
Sounds like you mean Obama.
The jet engines release a vapor.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of water, and it condenses when the air is saturated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To a certain point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's where they put all the chemicals, though.
Right.
It's right there in that chemtrail.
I think Craig's right.
That's why they're chemtrails.
I've seen them.
Trails of chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Did they rain down on us?
This is why I don't engage people. Because, really, this is what you get.
It is.
Yeah, my favorite line on that is when people say, you shouldn't be getting yelled at for having different opinions. Yeah, you should be getting yelled at for that because people are dying.
If you're a complete idiot,
right.
You do.
Yes. But they always couch it, well, just to have a different opinion. Well, no, no.
Yeah.
No, no,
I hate that. Yeah, I hate that you have to respect another opinion.
No, you don't.
Like, you
know, no, you don't.
You can acknowledge it and be like, oh, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, some of those opinions can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's dangerous.
Yeah, there's a lot of opinions I don't respect.
Right. Just so you are aware,
sometimes I don't even respect my opinions.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny. A real good friend, a friend of the show, and guy we've known for years. I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to get him in any trouble. But he posted something pretty cool because he's a smart guy. Agrees with us. But he posted he's just getting tired of people just fighting all the time. And he wasn't trying to be kumbaya, but he tried to compare it to people fighting over their favorite sports teams. And I got on there because I had to be the contrarian. I said, well, you know what, though? I said, just because you root for a different football team doesn't mean people die.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, you got me there.
The stakes are a lot lower.
Yeah, a lot lower.
Well, sometimes if you root against the Raiders.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
people
true.
Can die.
In person, maybe.
Yeah, or if you go to Dodgers, San Francisco Giants game.
Yeah, that's happened once or twice.
Yeah.
Or soccer. Generally, it's
hooligans
in Europe.
Right. Riots every now and again.
Inspired riots.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you guys are aware, I know you don't get out much, but April is National Cannabis Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So be aware, if you will, please be aware that there is cannabis.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight. Woo!
Why April? Is there some special day in this month?
420.
Coming up on Monday.
Oh, those celebrations are going to be a little subdued, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
There will be no giant cloud of smoke in Denver this year.
You just all blow out the smoke out of your windows in each house you're in and do the same thing.
Just individual clouds on each porch.
Right, right.
Up and down the street.
Right. Where it's legal, by the way. It's not legal here. We're better than that.
Illegal people. You can get so mad.
You can drink vodka on the streets at the drive-thru. But you can't get weed.
Yeah, they're putting up a joint in there.
I've not heard of any plans of what you're supposed to do at 420 on 420, which is this coming Monday.
I think it just comes naturally.
Light one up.
Yeah, but in the past, I've been, out to Denver, I happened to be skiing on a 420.
Mm-hmm.
And they gathered at the main park downtown.
And
at 420, everybody took a giant hit and then exhaled.
Just like you stoners.
And a news helicopter was hovering above the crowd, and you could see literally a cloud come up from the crowd because there must have been a couple thousand people. A
couple thousand coughs,
that
too.
That were gathered there.
You cough in public now, though, you're in trouble, man. So you're right.
I saw that. I saw that
weed or COVID.
That very same cloud I saw one time hanging over the front of the crowd at a 311 show.
Oh, okay. Same deal.
Well, you got to be high. Same effect. Got to be high at that show.
Like when they turn on the lights that shine down on the crowd.
Right.
They turn those on. It's like they're just a cloud hanging above the front edge of the crowd.
Dude.
That has everything to do with the humidity in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was an indoor show.
And they get humid, too.
Yeah.
People sweat and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah, different parts of the building are more humid than others.
What are concerts?
The HVAC.
What are concerts? I don't know what you're talking about.
I enjoyed the show.
These kids don't know. No, what are concerts?
I hate to be contrary to Craig here and contrary to my blood type, but I don't think we're going to see any live performances till the year 2021.
I don't think so either.
I think concerts are done for the rest of the year.
Only because they are concentrated big crowds. You're right.
Yeah. What about sparsely attended stand-up shows?
Well, you've had no problem with that for years. Yeah.
Yeah. Your shows have been social distanced for a while.
Yeah. I don't know.
They don't make people sick in that.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to do it. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be in Wichita this weekend seeing the Foo Fighters.
Well, you lucked out there.
That got backed up 6 months.
Sorry, buddy.
And even that, Todd, I'm not getting my hopes up.
I'm with Craig now.
What? We're positive?
Yeah, we got to. I'm with you. I don't think it's going to happen, but I also don't want to concentrate on that because it doesn't help me or the audience.
You can't.
It doesn't.
You can't just knock yourself out for. Yeah.
And you know what? We are. I realize we're not heading the sand, guys. I know that, but right. we also got to have dick jokes and have some fun because for our own sanity, let alone the audiences.
Right.
All right. I'll keep the bummer news to myself. Yeah, I'll keep my bummer speculation to myself.
A lot of people are speculating that. Though.
Yeah.
Fauci came out and said that. Yeah. Of course, Fauci also said that if you guys want to do your sports stuff. Maybe after a while, if everybody's tested and nobody goes,
they're not testing anybody because Trump hasn't released all the testing.
He won't.
What's that thing he has to do?
Lead?
No.
Authorization.
Yeah. Only that bozo can do it. The Authorization Act, which would streamline everything and send tons of money to states, and he won't do it. And that's on him. And if you're a Republican, that's on you. I shouldn't say Republican. A lot of Republicans think he's a bozo. If you're a Trumper, that's on you.
Hmm.
Because he needs to do that. That's how we all get back.
And we all want to get back.
There's like no sense of urgency.
None. He tweeted out that he's tired of watching baseball games that are 14 years old. Why is he watching baseball games? I'm telling you, mark my words, that dude will be on the golf course within 2 weeks. Yeah. He'll be on the golf course.
I used to be happy he wasn't working. When they're like, oh, he golfs a ton. Right, I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Keep him out of the office. Yeah, like, right. Just...
Problem is, he's the only one that has the power to release
something.
That thing.
Yeah.
Is he one of these guys that thinks there's too many hours in a day?
Yes.
He doesn't have enough stuff to fill up his time?
No, he doesn't.
He's got to watch old golf or old baseball.
Old baseball game.
Well, you got to do something after you watch all the shows.
Yeah.
And then you tweet about Joe Scarborough.
Right. Or just, and get it was,
right. So there's.
It was great. I'm actually listening to. When was it? Was I in a car? I might have been in the car. Yeah, I was in the car for some reason yesterday. Well, I was in the car. I had to go pick up food.
Okay. So you were in the car.
I had to go pick up food.
Saying?
Okay, I was in the car, and it was during the press conference, and I had MSNBC on, and they were covering them. I thought, oh, okay, I don't want to hear this. So I flip over to CNN, and they were not. They were just doing regular news, and then all of a sudden they go, so I knew it was live. But they were doing regular news, CNN, and all I heard Wolf Blitzer go, hang on, basically, somebody else is coming to the podium now, let's listen in. And that's what it was. He had just got done, and then that chick, who I think is in the tank for him right now, she shows up, and they let her speak on TV. So,
Burks.
So I'm thinking, that's how bad it is. Major cable news are not even saying, wow, he's talking, we're not going to play this crap because it's nothing. And they go right to this woman. Yeah, Burks, yeah. It was just, in real time, it sounded funny. Hang on. Otherwise, in any other situation, in any year possible, Republican, Democrat, president, down the line, they would say, hey, we're going to go when the president comes to the mic. Yeah. Now it's, we're going to go when he leaves the mic. Okay, take it. And that, you can argue that every Republican, Democrat, president for the past 100 years, since there's been radio and TV, oh, he's about to speak? Okay, go.
Yeah.
Now it's, he's about to speak? When's he done? Then we're going to go to it. That's sad. You can't defend that.
See, that's where you got to just turn on some tunes. If you're actually in the car, switch away from the news for 10 minutes.
I had to pay attention.
I've been gravitating
you
toward
get enough news.
BBC World News. Mm-hmm. Is on DirecTV. I don't know if it's on every cable system, but that's, pretty unbiased. And it gives you an international perspective. Tells you what other countries are doing. There's a lot of countries that seem to be getting it right.
They're the reason we're...
And it's not sensationalized.
You're right.
No.
There are some countries getting it right.
Not at all.
But we don't live in those countries.
No real bias. But we could follow their example.
Well, we're not going to. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. We should, but we're not going to.
No, we'll just stumble through this.
Right.
It'll be fine.
Now you got me pissed off.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle.
Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Pick me
in
up,
Kenya.
That's where Obama's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Nairobi Governor Mike Sonko told the press that...
Oh, no, he told the...
Associated Press.
There you go.
That he'll be handing out bottles of Hennessy in the food care packages that they are giving out to the poor and those in need there in Kenya.
Is that a black thing? Really? Is that a black thing nation worldwide, not just America?
Apparently.
Sorry.
All over the planet.
Where's Luke at? Luke's going to call him that one. All
in
over the
three,
planet.
Two,
all over the planet. One. The black community loves the Hennessy.
I can only speak for this guy in Kenya.
Well, did that surprise me, that story. I thought that was an American black guy thing.
The governor cited the World Health Organization, saying their research shows alcohol can play a big part in killing viruses. The World Health Organization said, no, not like that, you moron.
Yeah, but you'll get a buzz on. You'll forget about your problems then.
Yeah.
That's what
Hennessy
does.
You'll forget to wash your hands.
Yeah. Even the health officials there in Africa said, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
But thanks for the Hennessy.
That's reckless.
But Hennessy's all for it.
There's not even enough alcohol content in this Hennessy brand to act as a hand sanitizer.
Oh, you push it. Oh, you put it in your throat. You don't waste it in your hands.
Most alcohol.
That's stuck to the table.
Most alcohol that you drink would not qualify as hand sanitizer. It would have to be like 140 proof.
Everclear or something, yeah.
The World Health Organization also says don't drink too much and don't try and use the packaged alcohol like this to protect against the virus.
Yeah, I have this. I have what I got here. I got hand sanitizer. Does this stuff? How much?
I got 70%.
If I get buzzed, take a shot of this. I'm not going to do that because it's probably
no. Because it's the wrong kind of alcohol.
Probably makes you die, right?
Yeah, it's
It probably wouldn't be good.
I forget what kind of alcohol you can drink, but there's all kinds of alcohol that you're not supposed to drink.
Right.
For the record, this governor of Nairobi has in the past been accused of drug trafficking, money laundering, and escaping from a maximum security prison.
All right.
And he still got elected. Or is that a dictator?
Well, he may have told them.
Yeah.
No, he's a governor.
Okay.
Try the dictators. They're great.
They are.
Oh, he's not the president.
No.
But he's on the path to be.
He's the governor of Nairobi.
Hennessy. Luke must not be awake, or we'd definitely get that call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would have taken some vodka with the stimulus.
Yeah. Did you go through that? Your stimulus check? You blow that already?
Already, yeah, gone.
Up your nose?
Snorted the whole thing.
That's almost $4,000, too, up your nose? That's
that's
a lot of blow nowadays.
It really is. Yeah.
I've heard. I don't know. I don't know what the price is.
My wife's pissed.
You didn't share?
You got a face in a pile of blow. Where's the stimulus check? You point to it. There you go.
Look at all this powder. Don't sneeze.
I got your stimulus. A lot of people are, just buying stuff left and right. Some people are using their new funds to get inflatable dinosaur costumes and high-end sex toys and in-house stripper poles and Yeezys and e-scooters and... A few people spending money on car payments and credit card debt.
And guys, deadbeat dads are pissed their checks aren't showing up.
Whatever. Yeah. I think they just want you to spend it, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get it back out in the economy.
Well, once again, you might
be
paying bills.
Stimulus. We're looking at people here
paying
who
bills.
Don't have a job.
Right.
And that's more than just pay. And that's getting food.
Yeah, you're getting groceries.
Yeah, you're getting groceries.
What do they want?
Yeah, but...
The House Democrats introduced a bill of $2,000 a month until the unemployment rate comes back to where it should be, like at least below, at least like 10% maybe. That's introduced right now in the House. That's Democrats doing that. So I don't know how you're voting right now, but call your representative. You want $2,000 a month. If you're out of work, I believe it is.
No.
It's everybody. Everybody makes under $130,000 a year,
any adult above 16 but making less than $130,000.
Right. $2,000 a month until the unemployment number.
And $500 for kids.
I'm sure there are people who are keeping up with their bills. They just make $50,000 a year or whatever, but they're below the threshold. So they get the stimulus check and say, I'll get me a stripper pole.
Well, that's true,
too.
Some
people
are people are just paying, or just getting by with some food for it, right?
Yeah, a lot of people just don't have a job suddenly.
Because I think that, you know,
and Nick flaunting it up his nose.
Yeah.
If it comes down to car payment, stripper pole.
That's why he had more kids, more blow money.
Most people would choose car payment.
Thanks, kids.
But if the car payment is up to date, well, okay, I'll get me a stripper pole.
Well, the problem with the stripper pole is you probably got to have somebody come in and install it for you to make sure it's mounted correctly.
Yeah. Dr. Mina said if a person can come in your house
if you're a handyman,
stuff, if you're not around.
If you're a good handyman, I'm sure you
can. Yeah, your wife's falling off the stripper pole if we're putting it up.
Yeah, you want to make sure that thing's mounted well.
Really hard.
If you could tamp down a stripper pole if you're a good handyman.
Well, we're not.
And none of us are.
No,
but some guys
are. That has to connect to the ceiling and the floor, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of bolts.
Yeah, and depending how big your wife is swinging around that thing, too, you could be in trouble. Sorry.
You don't want her to see you putting the reinforcements in.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Well, and here's the thing. If you put one in for the wife, you're going to try it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And your fat ass rolling around on that thing. Holy cow. The wife is one thing, but your fat ass rolling around on it.
Yeah, most dudes are 180 up. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
Trying to flip your underwear off your toes.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do that. But afterwards, because I ain't swinging around out with my balls free. Wouldn't that hurt like a son bitch? Does it, puss? Yeah, they say it does, yeah.
Oh, they could get caught on there easy.
Yeah.
What bus did you just throw me under?
Swinging around a stripper pole with your balls bare.
Swinging around getting caught on the pole and whatnot. You
flipping
know
underwear
how that
off,
is.
Yeah,
we were thinking about getting a ping pong table. A stripper pole sounds a lot more interesting.
There you go. Some stimulus money on a ping pong table.
Not sure that's really the skill you want to teach the kids while they're stuck in the house, Nick.
Well, at least I'd be teaching them some skill.
As a father, your general job is to keep the kids off the pole.
Off the pole.
Off the pole, as Chris Rock said. Yep,
unless,
exactly.
You know, it's a form of exercise.
Yeah, they could use that.
The great Dr. Mina, who, by the way, we shared a nice photo of what we think she looks like when she's walking around and
believe that was her senior photo.
I think so.
Because that's the thing you post on Facebook now, so they can mine your data.
At TNT Radio Empire, and also on our Facebook page, put that up there too. But she'll be phoning sometime this morning when she gets some free time.
I believe next segment.
All right. And Jim Florentine later also.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.